Choosing local milk and cream with the National Dairy Council guarantees to support our local economy and brings home the taste of natural goodness. The National Dairy Council, sponsors of Countrywide.
Tá sé dechar mai nuair a bhíonn na cameras an seo go chéan na féic an agus tá úrdar a láh agus tá tríúr breithamh nó réitóirí siúltaí ba crunse sin bachalóra ach fiú an de sin go léir. Tá lumsa, bhí sé na scó.
Tíla bugadí seo níach me chu fuirmh é. Bhí sé há séhán hain, luas an deas, ní ru sé rus cipuí, hí me gur sé rás.
County Meath, Gael Gore, Vet and Judge on TG Cahir's Firm Factor, Pather O'Scannell. Pather, you're a man of so many talents. You have us to thank for this new TV stardom that you found.
Well, thank, is that the proper word? I mean, in fairness, Damien, you always
been imposed. You've been imposed on the nation.
I have been. You said I've a face for radio, but you didn't push me into television. Now look what happened. But
how are you getting on?
Very good, very enjoyable, I have to say. When asked to do it, I kind of wondered what would this be, or what sort of an adventure. But I mean, it is an adventure. Fantastic programme and a lovely production company to work with, Evan Chamberlain and his team. And Clown Firm Factor, it's farmers, it's teams of farmers against one another, and it's to try and pick the leading farming family in the country. In previous programmes, what they had was a farmer versus farmer, and they had started off at 8 and then 7, then 6 and then to the final. But in this one, what they have is they have families, farming families, whether it be brothers and sisters, there's parents and children, there's cousins, and there's even Lánú an Nuafosa. They have newly married couples or about to be newly married, a little bit of romance on the programme, so come and watch. And what they're doing is they're being asked to do individual tasks first for the team, but they're individual on their own, nobody watching except the judges. And then all together, at the very end, they all have a group task. So it's how the family work as a group and how they work as individuals. It's a very, very interesting take on the whole thing about finding the farming family of the nation.
And there's a lot of, I suppose, sibling rivalry as well.
A little bit. What we saw was a lot of cooperation, I have to say, a lot of cooperation. There was farming family rivalry. Yes, there was. And there was county versus county. Kerry and Cork, we had. There's Kildare, there's Dublin. I mean, there's real rivalry and whatever. But it was, the cooperation was fantastic. But the one thing that stood out for me is the fantastic skills that Irish farmers have. A lot of these are younger guys. We had some in their older years. But their skills are phenomenal. What farmers can turn their hand to, from welding, from livestock, from putting up fencing, all sorts of skills that you wouldn't ever think one person
would have. Farmers are so resourceful. You know, yeah. I mean, they'll make a house for a yo lambing out of old galvanised from an old outhouse that's 100 years old. Do you know what I mean? And you probably saw that as well.
We did. And it's those sort of skills and bringing all those skills together. And I have to say, you know, watching in as a judge, I'm glad I was very much the third of the three judges, learning my trade as I went along. But it's to see, as I said, what they can do and what people can do and what people actually do every day on the farm. That is the family farm. Coming home, if you're a teacher up in Dublin, they're, you know, back home at the weekend and help out, and what the skills that they learn there is phenomenal.
Yeah, I've often discovered, and I don't mean this in a bad way to all other professions including journalism or whatever, but whenever I visit a farm around the country, and it could be a big farm, a small farm, and you know, if the farmer and his wife or the farmer and her husband in their 40s or 50s and the children are away, they're always doing well for themselves. It's because there's a great work ethic on farms. They always have great jobs.
Sons and daughters of farmers
in the country, for some reason, always seem to do well. Is it because they learn this strong work ethic from a young age?
Well, I believe so. And the 9 to 5 is kind of gone. You start when the work starts and you finish when the work finishes, and you keep going until the job is done. And it's that kind of working your way right through to the end, follow all the threads and make sure everything gets done and the final touches and the polish on it. I think so. There's a work ethic in farming families in this country. Well, there's an Irish work ethic anyway, Damien. I mean, it's not just the farming, but there's
no I know that, but it is distinctive enough, more, I think, more so on farms than in other professions. And people will probably text it and say you're wrong, but very seldom I go to a farm and speak about the children or the offspring that have not done well in a professional job of some description outside of farming or in agribusiness, for example, apart from the son or daughter that might have stayed at home on the farm. They've gone and got really, really big jobs. Anyway, and I think it's distinctive among farmers. Anyway, just briefly, busy time of the year for vets and farmers. What's the big issue on the farms at the moment? Any problems?
Well, springtime. This is springtime, so this is lambing time, foaling time, calving.
Is it springtime?
So it is springtime, but did you not see the daffodils trying to shove their little heads up there in the middle of January? So it's just coming towards, well, the early lambing season, the lowland flocks would be lambing for your Easter trade. Your foaling, the thoroughbred mares will want their foals born as soon as after the 1st of January, so that's pushing it on. And then your spring calving for the dairy farmers, that's just about starting now. In our side of the country, we're not quite as busy. I always say the busier side is the west, the south, you know, from Skibbereen around the corner and right up along the west coast to Donegal. That's slightly later, but we would see the calving, as I said, the liquid milk in Dublin City and liquid milk for, that's the milk we drink all the time as opposed to the creamery milk where you get it very much based on the growth of the grass. So that calving goes on the whole time. But the early spring calving, yeah, the big thing is prevention, preparedness, all of that. I mean, John O'Rourke, Veterinary Ireland's president, just saying the other day, be ready, be prepared. And that's where the vet comes in nowadays, much more than the fire brigade. We're more into avoiding the disease happening in the first instance or avoiding the difficulties happening in the first instance. Plan ahead and vaccination programmes, all of that.
Do vermin cause much problems on farms, spreading disease?
Well, specifically vermin, well, spreading disease, yeah, but the fox, I suppose, is your bigger vermin when it comes to lambing. Your rat is the other vermin. Leptospirosis is the one fella he'll carry that we're always afraid of with rats around. Having said that, there's a kind of a role for a rat. He's a kind of a cleaner-upper in the lower. Well, he'll way down low in the pipes. They talk about the sewers in the cities, don't they? Without the rats, they'd never keep kept clear. But you don't want to see them up around where the livestock are, and you don't want to see them definitely in along where the feeding face is. And likewise the fox, you don't want him around.